Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast, your favorite show for all things business, design, and otherwise. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited you're here. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily. Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Now, I'm sure you're seeing this notification. You're like, what the fuck is happening? I know. It has been a hot minute since I've been here. My apologies. But I was really caught up in launching in my business, and that's actually what today's episode is all about. So, if you guys didn't know, my last podcast episode that I posted was July 1st, I believe. And I posted that not knowing what the next couple of months would hold for me and my business. And I didn't think that I would like just drop my podcast. But let's be honest, life got hard, like super, super hard with my launch. So without further ado, I'm going to get into what I did for my launch and what it taught me about business. So you guys, I had decided to do something a little crazy for my business back in probably July. I signed with a new coach. And she and I had been talking for a while about launching a new service, and we decided to do a live launch for this service. So if you guys didn't know, I've had similar services like this beforehand, but this one is called the 1 Day Brand Blueprint, and it's basically a 1 day brand design service. And during the service, we sit down and I collaborate with whoever purchase the service, and during that day they basically get live revisions and live design of their entire brand identity. It's a super, super fun service, but I didn't realize what live launching it would do to me and for me and what it would teach me. So yeah, it was definitely an experience. Let's start with that. Of course, I had done like live launches beforehand, but they were like a week-long launch for my content template membership or something like that. Never a like multi-month, multi-part launch. So this one was all new for me. And let me tell you, launching is not for everyone. It is super, super hard, and a lot more goes into it than you think. So when I was getting ready for my launch, I honestly started working on it probably in July at the beginning, right after I'd posted the podcast episode. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a couple content posts. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm doing, and that's going to be it. No, that was not it. That was not even a break of what I had off the iceberg. Like, you know, tip of the iceberg. Yeah, that's the term. But you know how, like, you think, like, oh, I see this all the time. This must be the only thing I do. But there's so much more behind it. That's what this launch was. So going into my launch, I found out there were 4 different parts of launching. There was a warm-up phase, a pre-challenge phase, a challenge phase, and a launch phase. So each part of this launch was about 2 to 3 weeks, and it made my launch about 2.5 months, not including how I extended it in some parts. Like, in general, this plan was like a 2 month long launch, and it was meant to start at the beginning of August. So July was full of planning and like pre-launch things before even the warm-up phase. This was where you were going to do like market research and start seeing like what people need and that kind of thing. And this is where I made my first mistake, honestly. I decided not to do market research. I thought I knew everything that my ideal clients needed. I was like, okay, I know they need a design service. I know how much they need to pay for it, and I know what all they're going to need out of the service. So I was like, I don't need to do market research. Who needs to do market research? So I kind of skipped that part in my launch. And let me tell you, don't do that. Skipping that was probably one of the dumbest things I did during my entire launch, because it set me so far behind and it made my launch so much harder. Because let's be honest, market research is super important. And even if you think you know who your ideal client is and like what they need, you don't. So yeah, that was my first like big mistake inside of my launch. So let's go from here. I first skipped the market research. I was like, I don't need this. I literally told my coach, I was like, I hate doing market research. I think I tried it for like a week and nothing came out of it and I didn't want to do it anymore. So I told my coach, I was like, hey, I don't want to do this. I hate it so much. Can we just skip ahead? And she is super sweet. Alyssa, my coach, is just incredible. If you guys want to work with her, I'll have her links down below. But she was like, yeah, we can skip it. You seem to know what you think, what your clients need. And that was it. And so we skipped it and went right into the warm-up phase. And during this warm-up phase, I made so much content. I think this is the most content I've ever made in my business. I was doing like Instagram stories every day. There's a plane going overhead. I was doing posts every day. I was teaching every day. I was sending emails like multiple times a week. And I majorly stepped up my content game. This is not something I'd ever done before. So I went all out for it. Like I said, I showed up on stories and on my feed and in my emails multiple times a week. And I got so burned out from that. Now, I know not everybody gets burned out, but I'm not somebody who likes content writing or things like that. And I design a lot in my business. I design for my own feed. I design for my content template membership. I design for my clients. There's so much designing that I do that it honestly like made me burn out even quicker than I normally do. So I think that was my second fault, was doing that much content. Now, I know you're like, well, you have to put out a lot of content to warm people up. I understand that. But I also don't think you need to be putting out like 6 or 7 different pieces of content every single day. You could get away with doing a feed post one day and then an Instagram story like training or something the next day and kind of alternate like that. You shouldn't be doing like a feed post and an Instagram training and an Instagram live and an email and like all of these things every single day. But that's what I was doing. And I got burned out so fast. And this was before we even like got into the nitty gritty of it all. So that was my fault and something I realized way after the fact. I mean, after my launch actually ended in like mid-October, end of October, was that I was making far too much content. And I didn't realize it at the time. I was just like, okay, I gotta pump out a lot of content. I gotta do this. And it just didn't work. So once I got through the warm-up phase, it was time for the pre-challenge. And this was where you kind of like get people ready for some sort of challenge thing. And this was where I made my third mistake. I told my coach, I don't know what kind of challenge I could do because I'm a brand designer and I didn't want to give people my job or give them a challenge that would take away from my job because I want them to hire me. And a lot of you are probably thinking right now like, oh yeah, same. Ooh, hiccup. Oh yeah, same. But believe it or not, there's a lot of things you can do instead of like a challenge that can count as your, like your challenge phase. And I learned this later. So what I decided to do for like my pre-challenge was get people ready for some brand audits. If you guys don't know what that is, it's like a service I and a lot of other brand strategists and designers offer where we look at brands and we tell you like, oh, we like this, but you could be doing this to improve it more or to get your ideal clients. You know, we kind of like break it down and not in like a bitchy like, oh, this is shit, you need to redo all of it, but like a, oh, I like this, but you could also do this and it would add and make it even better, like something like that, you know? So that was my initial challenge that I had decided on. I figured, okay, this would work. I set it up as like a Facebook Live. I set up a landing page and got everything ready to go. And it brought probably 10 people into my Facebook group, which hurt my heart, y'all. I love creating content. And so only getting 10 people involved was like, oh shit, okay. Well then. And we only had like 5 people show up to the actual live, and that's including the like 80 people that were already in my Facebook group. We only had like 5 people show up, and it kind of sucked. Like, not in the sense that like what I talked about was bad, but like I definitely wanted to be talking more and helping more people, and it just didn't connect with them as well because they didn't understand really what it was. So that was my third mistake, was doing that. But after that, I realized I just didn't bring in enough people. I want to do something different. So then I created a webinar called The 5 Branding Essentials That Every Business Needs. And I hosted that right before the end of my challenge part. And that brought in 50 people, which was completely insane to me. I Like, you'd think, oh, 50, that's not that many. But when you're a small business and you can book out your calendar with, like, 12 clients in a year, that's huge. That's 50 people who potentially want to work with you that could fill up your calendar in a matter of days. And so I was super excited going into my workshop. And I'm not sure what it was exactly about my workshop, but I'm going to be totally honest and tell you that other than my coach, one person showed up live. Other people watched it after the fact because I uploaded it, but one person showed up live. Granted, it was a great person. It was a huge lead for my business, but still, that hurt. I tried so hard not to show it while I was recording, but I had all of these people signed up that wanted to do it, and one person showed up. So that also kind of sucked, but it brought more people into my business, and of course, afterwards, people watched it, people learned from it, and it's still actually bringing people in today. I'll tell you more about that in a bit, but yeah. So then finally, after we went through the two challenges and the ups and downs of that, it was time for the actual launch, and my actual launch was definitely a lot different from the beginning to the end. So the beginning of the launch with the warm-up phase and the pre-challenge phase, I was pumping out a lot of content, I was doing a lot of things, and near the end of the phase, of like the launch phase with the challenge and the actual launch, I was pumping out a lot less content. I, at this point, was so drained that I was just like, I can't do this anymore, I can't do this. I had a hard time doing anything in my business, let alone hopping on social media or posting or creating content. So it was definitely a low point for me, but I got through the launch and we actually extended it, I think, twice. The first time was to like October 9th and the second was to like October 16th or something. So we ended up extending my launch twice just in the final launch phase because I felt like it wasn't connecting enough with people. And again, that's my fault because going back to the market research, I didn't do enough. So I didn't talk to enough people. I didn't see like what price would work for them, what exactly they would want out of this service and things like that. So it led to my launch not being as great as it could have been. But I did end up signing a client, which was incredible. And I kind of learned from that, like, oh shit, there's things I need to do. So after like the launch was said and done, I actually took an entire 2 weeks off of social media. And I took the first week off right after the launch. It was like the 17th to like the 26th probably. I don't know. But I took that time off. And then I came back for a couple days. And then I ended up taking another week off because I was still so burned out. And it was also right at the election time. So I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't be on social media, let alone try and sell my business right now. Or like sell in my business with all of this happening. I was so overwhelmed and burned out. So I took more time off. And during that time, I was able to recuperate and kind of just like look back at everything that I went through and everything I did and what I could do better. And I came to these conclusions. Number one is always try each part of a launch. It'll help you more than you think. So this goes back to my whole market research issue, my challenge issue, and not giving up at the first spot of like, I don't know what you call it. Like the first challenge, I guess. So instead of like sticking it out with the market research, I was just like, no, I don't want to do it anymore, when I should have actually stuck it out and just kept trying to get more people on calls, to get more people to fill out my form, to give me their feedback. And with my challenge, I should have put more time into it. I should have actually created something that people would come to instead of brand audits that nobody understood, creating the webinar that everybody came to and everybody signed up for and everybody loved after they watched it. So that was definitely something that I learned and I will be carrying over into my next launch. The second thing is every launch is unique. What works for someone won't work for you. So when I started this, my coach was also going through her very first live launch. And we actually started our launches about 2 weeks within each other. So we were going through it together for the first time. My coach, honestly, is a sales coach. So live launching was new to her, but she has helped me so much in my business otherwise that we were both like, okay, let's do this journey together. Let's see how it goes. And I learned pretty quickly that just because my, like, the launch plan that we did worked for her business because it brought her $30,000, which is incredible, but it didn't bring me that much. And I realized that there were different things in that, there was things in that launch I could have done differently. I could have set it up differently. It could have been shorter. It could have been more involved. I could have just done different things to make it more unique to me and my business. And my coach and I talked about this after the fact that, like, it worked, the same plan worked great for her, but because my business is different, I'm a done-for-you service provider, she's a coach, that our launches won't be the same. And that even though it was great that we did this first launch the way we did it, we also learned, like, hey, there's definitely something we can do differently next time when we go to launch. The third thing I learned was that you should definitely invest in a coach if you plan on live launching, especially if it's someone who's like a launch or a sales expert. So like I said, Alyssa, my coach, was actually going through her first major launch as we were going through mine. And having her do that and having her experience, like seeing what she went through, helped both of us learn a lot about launching and what's good and what isn't good. And just seeing also how my launch was going through it, like seeing like, oh, this didn't work out, maybe we could try this, or going back and looking at it afterwards and seeing like, hey, we should have done this instead of doing this. Because as stupid as this sounds, hindsight is always 20/20, and I know it's not a 20/20 joke, it's reality. When you look back at something and you see what all you did wrong and what you could have done better, you realize like, oh shit, that's true, I could have done that instead. So yeah, those are the things I learned. Now, honestly, would I launch again? I think I would. I definitely think I would need a better, more tailored launch strategy that works for my business specifically, and that's something my coach and I are already working on. What I did was a standard launch, which basically was like a straightforward, like, here's first phase, here's second, here's third, here's fourth, here's how long it goes, and that's it. This time, going into it, we know, like, this works in my business and this doesn't. Here's how we can change it. We can shorten it. We can do another webinar or a series of webinars instead of doing audits. We can do a shorter warm-up phase because we brought more people in at the first one, so people are constantly coming in because of the content I'm putting out and things like that. Like I said, because my coach and I weren't sure what would work best, we learned along the way, and now we know a lot better. I also think I won't launch much. I know a lot of businesses rely solely on live launching, and that's totally cool for them, but I don't think live launching is for me. I was so drained emotionally and physically and mentally after the launch that I figured, I don't know if this is for me, so instead I'm gonna do like one live launch for each program or service I come up with, and then automatically put it into an evergreen funnel after the fact. So if you guys don't know what an evergreen funnel is, that is a funnel that's constantly running and is basically passive and can bring in passive income for your business. So that's something that I feel like will work better on my business, so then I can focus more on like my client work and doing what lights me up. And live launching isn't what lights me up, and that's totally okay. Will I do it again? Yes, with a more tailored strategy. But is it something I want to do every single time I launch a new service or program and like go back into it? So like, since I live launched on One Day Brand Blueprint, I'm not going to live launch that again. I'm going to do a passive evergreen funnel launch on it. And like my coaching in January, I'm going to do like a live launch on that the first time, and then it's going to go evergreen and like that. So I won't, like when I go to relaunch my coaching again, or when I go to relaunch my brand blueprint again, it won't be live, it'll be passive. So yeah, that's what live launching has taught me about my business. This is honestly a long episode with me talking a lot, but we have so much more fun, amazing things to come in this episode. So let's head to the ads and then get on with the rest of the episode. Are you ready to upgrade your content for the new year? If so, I have something just for you. My content template membership, the Emily Society, is grown immensely over the past few months. Not only are the templates on Affinity Designer, but now you can also get them for Canva, your favorite graphic design software. And because it's the holiday season and in the spirit of giving back, I'm giving you guys 20% off your membership if you sign up before January 3rd. That's right. You can get 20% off your monthly membership price or even your yearly membership price when you sign up before January 3rd. All you have to do is go to canyonmooncreative.com/society and sign up. If you don't see the discount there, don't worry. All you have to do is enter holiday content at checkout and you're good and gold. So, do you want to save 20% and spend $22 a month, less than $22 a month, on amazing content for your business? Head to canyonmooncreative.com/society and sign up now. Again, this deal only lasts till January 3rd, so grab it today. Have you considered adding email marketing to your business strategy but can't find a platform that's as beautiful as the rest of your business yet still affordable? Meet Flowdesk, the amazing platform designed for business owners with creativity at the forefront. This email marketing platform has all you need to build an email list and send aesthetically pleasing, engaging emails that convert your audience into customers. I absolutely love this platform, and I wanted to give you guys an amazing offer. Use the code CANYONMOON when signing up and get 50% off your membership for life, as well as a free 30-day trial. Again, use the code CANYONMOON to get 50% off in a free 30-day trial. You won't regret starting to use Flowdesk in your business. Are you ready to invest in an all-in-one system for your business? One where you can send contracts, invoice your clients, send emails, and collect all the info you need for your projects? I recently switched to HoneyBook and I am obsessed. It's everything I need for my brand design and coaching business in one clean, easy-to-use software. I can't tell you how much I love this platform, but what I can do is give you a free 7-day trial and 20% off your first year. If you like to check out HoneyBook, use the code EMILY97256 and get 20% off and your free 7-day trial. If you don't remember that, don't worry. It's linked in the show notes down below. So head there, click, sign up, and get started on your free trial today. We're on season 6 of the podcast. I want to do something a bit different. So instead of our normal small creator shout out, it's now going to be the small business shout out. What that means is instead of shouting out creatives who are creating content, I'm going to be shouting out small businesses that you can shop from and start working with today. My first small business shout out goes to my friend Trishelle of Nomad Virtual Solutions. Trishelle is a WordPress web designer for coaches and is honestly one of the coolest people I've ever met and worked with. She allowed me the honor of redesigning her brand at the beginning of November, and let me tell you, it's absolutely stunning. It was one of my favorite projects to work on. We just connected so well. She's so down to earth and fun to talk to and has so many amazing ideas that if you guys want a website, you should definitely look into working with her. Her prices are fair and she's amazing at what she does. I'm also super excited to tell you that we are going to be pairing together for a new service in the new year that's going to be brand and web design that you guys can start booking very soon. What it is will basically be web design from Trishelle and Nomad Virtual Solutions, as well as brand design from me and Canyon Moon Creative Co. I'm so excited for this service and to be working with her, and I cannot wait for you guys to book this service and to just connect with her and see all the amazing things she does. If you want to follow her, head to Instagram and look up Nomad Virtual Solutions, or you can head to the link in the bio, click there, and go and give her a follow. You can also sign up for her free challenge, which runs December 14th through the 16th, to make over your website and get it ready for the new year. I love her, you guys, and I hope you like her as well. This week's small business shout out is Trishelle of Nomad Virtual Solutions. I couldn't change things up on you guys too much. That's why I am keeping the song of the week. As you know, it's one of my favorite segments, and I don't want to get rid of it anytime soon. I love telling you guys about songs that you can listen to while you're working, or if you just want to have a dance party in the middle of the day. So this week's song of the week is Greyhound by Ashton Irwin. If you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you know my favorite band of all time is 5 Seconds of Summer. So when their drummer, Ashton, and honestly my favorite member, released his own solo album in about September, I think, sometime during quarantine, let's be honest, it's blended together, I was so fucking stoked. I absolutely love this album. It has a very 90s alternative vibe, which is my shit. And this song is probably my favorite off the entire album. It's just incredible. So if you guys want to listen to this song and all of the other songs ever mentioned on this podcast, you can head to the link in the description down below or head to Spotify and search the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. There you can listen to every single song ever mentioned during our 6 seasons of the show and just rock out for a long time. It's pretty great in my own opinion, but of course it's my music. So yeah, this week's song of the week is Greyhound by Ashton Irwin, and you can listen to it right now on Spotify, anywhere you listen to music, or in the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify. So, what did you think of this first episode back? I know I loved it because I love telling you guys the honest truth about how I've been feeling and what I was doing and just the ins and outs, the ups and downs, and everything about it. I love you guys. I'm so sorry I've been gone for so long. I needed the time to do the launch and to recuperate. But now I'm back and I'm so excited that we're launching season 6 and we're heading into our 3rd year of the podcast, which holy shit, it's been 3 years. I can't believe it, but I'm so excited to take you guys on this journey and to talk to you about all these amazing things that I have coming. I cannot wait for next week's episode where I'm going to tell you guys all about new investments I've made in my business, things that you guys can get yourselves, that you can sign up for the waitlist for, and the new tools and stuff that I have, some of which you might actually be hearing in this episode. Yeah, I got a new podcast mic. It's great, right? Anyways, I hope you guys missed me, and I hope you guys like this episode, and I hope you keep tuning in. If you guys want to connect with me, you can head to Instagram and search Candy Moon Creative Co. or you can head to my website, candymooncreative.com. There you'll find basically everything about me, all the content I create, all the fun things. But if you head to Instagram, you can even see my reels, which are super fun. If you guys want to hear or look at anything that was mentioned in this episode, head to the description. I always link everything I talk about there. Think of it as your show notes. So this is where you can find the links to everything from my coach to my workshop that I told you about to the small business shout out and everything in between. I hope you guys find that helpful. If you do, let me know. If you guys want it in a different place, also let me know. I want to make sure this podcast is the best it can be and that you're enjoying it and you're finding everything you want. So honesty is the best policy here. If you guys like the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and give it a 5-star rating and leave a review. And if you're absolutely hating it, I guess you can leave a review too. I hope you don't hate it. But again, honesty is the best policy. So yeah. Also, I cannot wait for everything coming and I cannot wait to talk to you guys and let you hear the amazing, amazing guests I have lined up for this season. With that being said, I'm signing off. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.